Riding Hood and the Wolf by the students of the 6th grade of the 3rd primary school of our orchestra. As soon as Wolf began to feel that he would like a decent meal, she went and knocked on Grandma's door. When Grandma opened it, she saw the sharp white teeth, the horrid grin, and Wolfie said,
"May I come in?"
Poor Grandma was terrified. "He's going to eat me up," she cried.
And she was absolutely right. He ate her up in one big bite, but Grandma was small and tough, and Wolfie well.
"That's not enough. I haven't yet begun to feel that I have had a decent meal."
He ran around the kitchen yelping,
"I've got to have a second helping."
Then added with a frightful leer, "I am therefore going to wait right here till little Miss Red Riding Hood comes home from walking in the wood."
He quickly put on Grandma's clothes. Of course, he hadn't in those. He dressed himself in coat and hat. He put on shoes, and after that, he even brushed and curled his hair, then sat himself in Grandma's chair.
In came the little girl in red. She stopped. She stared. And then she said, "What great big ears you have, Grandma."
"All the better to hear you with,"
the wolf replied. "What great big eyes you have, Grandma," said the little Red Riding Hood.
"All the better to see you with,"
the wolf replied.
He sat there, watching her, and smiled. He thought,
"I'm going to eat this child. Compared with her old grandma, she's going to taste like caviar."
Then little Red Riding Hood said, "But Grandma, what a lovely great big fairy coat you have on."
"What's wrong?"
cried Wolf.
"Have you forgot to tell me what big teeth I've got? And well, to no matter what you say, I'm going to eat you anyway."
The small girl smiles. When Alot flickers, she whips a piece of her knickers. She aims at a creature's head and bang, bang, bang. She shoots him dead.
A few weeks later in the wood, I came across Miss Riding Hood. But what a change! No cloak of red, no silly hood upon her head. She said, "Hello, and do please note my lovely fairy wolfskin coat."